I greet you this morning, this beautiful fall morning, in the matchless and impeccable name of Jesus. Alpha and Omega, to be first and the last. Emmanuel, God with us. God with us. Just think. And last of all, Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Wonderful thought, isn't it? He will save his people, not the whole world, but his people, those who have been chosen before the foundation of the world. Asher, you going to help me out this morning? He's ahead of me. Let's read together this morning this statement of Christology, the Ligonier statement on Christology. Okay, you can all see it. I hope we're ready to go. Let's begin. We confess the mystery and wonder of God made flesh and rejoice in our great salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. With the Father and the Holy Spirit, the Son created all things, sustains all things, and makes all things new. Truly God, he became truly man, two natures in one person. He was born of the Virgin Mary and lived among us. Crucified, dead, and buried, he rose again the third day, ascended to heaven, and will come again in glory and judgment. For us, he kept the law, atoned for sin, and satisfied God's wrath. He took our filthy rags and gave us his righteous robe. He is our prophet, priest, and king, building his church, interceding for us, and reigning over all things. Jesus Christ is Lord. We praise his holy name forever. Let's repeat that statement one more time. Jesus Christ is Lord. We praise his holy name forever. And that's the statement that I made a couple of weeks ago that we will practice now for what we're going to do in eternity. We're going to praise his name forever. The name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Thank you. Asher, would you give me article number 7, please? I want to go back to article number 7 in the confession, the affirmation and denial, because it's quite a lengthy statement, even though it really isn't lengthy word-wise, number of words-wise. It's a lengthy statement that needs to be considered. And I was unable last week, I wasn't led that way, to talk about one aspect of it. And let's look at that aspect, affirmation number 7. Please let me read this for you, and you follow along if you would, please. We affirm that as truly man, Christ possesses all the natural limitations and common infirmities of human nature, and that he is like us in all respects. What's the next word? Except. He's like us in every aspect except for sin. We deny that Jesus sinned. We deny any view that holds that Jesus did not truly experience suffering, temptation, and hardship. We also deny that sin is inherent to true humanity, or that Jesus' sinlessness is incompatible with his being truly human. Last week we talked very briefly about some of his qualities of his humanity. We mentioned he was born, that he was circumcised. We mentioned his weeping, his hungering, his thirsting, that he was a man of sorrows, acquainted with grief. Like us in all respects, except for sin. I'd like to turn to 1 John this morning. If you would, please join me. 1 John chapter 3. I'm going to begin reading. Just follow along, if you would, please. Just follow along in chapter 3, beginning in verse 4. And it says, reading on from the ESV this morning, everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. You know that he appeared to take away sins, and in him there is no sin. In him there is no sin. Got it? In him there is no sin. No one who abides in him keeps on sinning. No one who keeps on sinning has either seen him or known him. Little children, let no one deceive you. Whoever practices righteousness is righteous as he is righteous. Whoever makes a practice of sinning is of the devil, for the devil has been sinning from the beginning. Oh my. The reason the Son appeared was to destroy the works of the devil. No one born of God makes a practice of sinning, for God's seed abides in him, and he cannot keep on sinning because he has been born of God. For this is evident who are the children of God and who are the children of the devil. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is the one who does not love his brother. I want to drive home this morning the point of the fact that Jesus, there is no sin in him. Last week I gave you an assignment. That assignment was to look up some words. I didn't write them out for you, so if you caught them, I hope you did. If you didn't, maybe you picked them up, or maybe you were familiar with them. The words are Latin phrases. The first one was non posse peccare. Does anyone know what that means? Have you ever heard that before? Yes, brother. Again, please.
It's a possibility that you expect a certain thing. It can't happen.
It can't happen. Okay. What's the word peccare mean? Okay. Let's look at this. What peccadilloes? Anybody got any peccadilloes in this? I know you know, we're not playing peccadilloes up here, are we? Anybody have any peccadilloes? I do. Yep. Little ones, big ones, medium ones, giant ones, peccadilloes. Sins. Okay? Non posse peccare means that there is no possibility, and posse and possibility are related. No possibility of sin. And we need to remember that and praise God, because if there had been the possibility even of sin in the Lord Jesus Christ, our salvation would be in vain. It wouldn't be. Had he had the least, had he sinned, our salvation would be for naught. So if we look at the little Latin phrase, non posse peccare, we remember that it points us to Jesus. Now the other little saying was non posse, non peccare. Okay? Now, brother, are you going to tell me what that one is?
Not possible not to sin.
It's not possible not to sin. So guess who that is? Usins. Okay? We. It is not possible that we will not sin. We sin all the time. From the morning and we wake up, put our feet on the floor, and one way or the other we miss the righteousness of God. We miss the mark. We sin. So this morning I leave you with those two things. Non posse peccare. It is impossible to sin, did not have the ability to sin. The Lord Jesus Christ was human. He wept. He hungered. But he didn't sin in any way, shape, or form, thought, word, or deed. Right? And then non posse, non peccare. That's us. That's all we do. And I hope that all of you have 1 John 1:9 firmly in your mental grasp, and that you use it regularly. If we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins, and the frosting on the cake, please, to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. There will be sins that we don't know we commit. He will cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Praise his holy name. Father, thank you for these moments. We can once again focus on the centrality of our Lord Jesus Christ as it pertains, Father, to everything. For of him and through him and to him, Father, are all things. To him be glory forever. Asking these things, Father, always to your glory and only in Jesus' name. Amen.